either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
In that same field, in that same effort, with Sahaba were put on. 11 years in Makkah Mukarramah, day and night of Sahaba was one thing, Dawat. Dawat is the lifeblood of this ummah. Dawat is the wazifa of this ummah. Anbiya was sent for Dawat. Allah's qasam, this ummah was sent for Dawat. Inna arsalnaka shahido wa mubashiro wa nadira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idnihi wa sirajan munira. We have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner, wa da'iyan ila Allah, as a da'i to Allah. This ummah has to give da'wah. This ummah, if it will not give da'wah to Allah, Allah's qasam, it will give da'wah to the ghair of Allah. Da'wah is the lifeblood of this ummah. Allah has made this ummah for da'wah. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Quran declares, tell them, my road, my object, my goal is to be a da'i. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ordered, tell them, my sabil, my maqsad hayat is da'wah. Not only me, وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, all those who follow me have been sent for da'wah. This that I can't give da'wah, or this that I have obstacles, or this that I'm feeling shy, or this that I cannot speak of the greatness of Allah, this is a fallacy, this is a lie, this is the deception of shaitan. Tell the textile manufacturer, speak about textiles from morning till night, he'll give da'wah to that. Tell the farmer. You used to meet sometimes, India, Pakistan, you meet the person. His bale, his buffalo is like his Mercedes Benz. Ask him, tell me about your buffalo. He'll say, my buffalo eats so little grass. It wags its tail when it sees me. It gives such white milk. My buffalo is like this and my buffalo is like that. 1 hour he'll talk about his buffalo. That person selling rotten vegetables morning till night is giving da'wah to those vegetables. Those children who are born on the fitrat of Islam, who are born on the fitrat of da'wah. The child is born, kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Janabi Rasulullah said, every child is born on the natural inclination to obey Allah. What is the first thing we do? Azan in the right ear, iqamat in the left ear. Why? The message is being given, azan is being given, da'wah is being given. Allahumma rabba hadi da'wati tamma. O Allah, the rub of this complete da'wah. The message is being given to this child that you have been sent for da'wah. That child which is born on the fitrat of da'wah, an effort is made to instill the love of dunya in its heart so much that that child also from morning till night is inviting to soccer, is inviting to personalities, is inviting to toys, is inviting to everything but Allah. We are in an environment of the da'wah of the ghair of Allah. Such an environment of Allah's ghair that even in namaz Allah is not there. Allahu Akbar, and everything but Allah is in front of him. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah, who is the Rabb of every alam. His tongue is saying, Allah says, Hamidani Abdi, my slave has praised me. His tongue is uttering the praises of Allah, his heart is empty of Allah. He goes into ruku', Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, glory be to my Allah, who is the greatest. Still the heart is empty of Allah. He goes into sajda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to my Allah, who is the highest. His head is in sajda. Lower than this, more submissive than this, there is no gesture that insan can make. His head is on the ground before Allah and his heart is still empty of Allah. What greater arrogance, what greater oppression can there be than this? Shaitan has stolen the love of Allah from our hearts. The garden of namaz has dried up. The medan of acquiring the ta'alluq of Allah has been finished. Environment is there only to acquire things besides Allah. and the greatest tragedy and the greatest travesty that is facing us is the perception and the sense of loss is not even there. Allah is not in my life. Allah is not in my heart. Allah is not in front of me. My living is for things besides Allah. My energy for things besides Allah. My family for besides Allah. Our elders are saying, Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us. Hum Allah ko nahi chahte hai. We don't want Allah. We want everything but Allah. My shop must grow. My business must grow. My children must become doctors and lawyers and engineers. What have become the goals and what have become the aspirations of the ummah of Imam al-Anbiya, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Agar ye rone ke baad nahi hai, to phir aur kya hai, bhai? Cry tears of blood. Cry tears of blood. We are an ummah that has lost its direction. Say to that same textile manufacturer, and say to that same farmer, and say to that same child, and say to that same college professor, and say to that same industrialist, that speak of the greatness of your Allah, that Allah who created you, that Allah who gave you this cow, that Allah who gave you this textile, that Allah who gave you these fruit and vegetables, that Allah that is controlling the heavens and the earth. Speak about Allah, invite to Allah, establish Allah's greatness in your heart. And he says, mujhe sharam aate hai. It embarrasses me. I can't speak about Allah. Somebody else will do it. It's not important. A'udhu billahi min dhalik. Days pass and we haven't given dawah to Allah. We are giving dawah to everything but Allah. That tongue which for 5 minutes cannot move with the greatness of Allah, how is that body ever going to move in the way of Allah? That heart which doesn't beat with the love of Allah in sajda, how is that body ever going to lay itself down in the way of Allah? Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, my greatness, my majesty is such that the 7 heavens and the 7 earths cannot contain me. But I have created the capacity fi qalbil mu'min, in the heart of a mu'min, that this heart can contain me. This heart is for Allah. Ulama say this heart is to become the arsh of Allah. Once a woman came to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatul Ali, who is known as Imamul Awliya. She said, Hazrat, if Allah had not ordained parda, if Allah had not made it compulsory that I cover myself, I would have removed the veil from in front of my face and shown you what beauty Allah has endowed me with. Yet despite this, my husband still wants to take another wife. A woman can never tolerate, especially women of Indo-Pak origin, can never tolerate that their husband takes second wives. Why? Never mind what excuse is given. The basic root of it is this, that she cannot bear that there should be a partner with her in the affection of her husband. So when the Sheikh heard this, he fell down unconscious. So his students got perplexed. This woman came to complain about her husband. What was there in what she said that our Sheikh should fall unconscious? When he recovered, they asked him. He said, Ye aarat makhlooq hokar apne muhabbat mein sharakat bardash nahi kar sakti. Allah khalik hokar bardash kaise karenge? He said that this woman is a creation of Allah. And despite being a creation, she cannot bear that there should be a partner with her in the affection of her husband. Allah the creator, Allah the sustainer, Allah the nourisher, Allah the provider. How is Allah ever going to tolerate partners? Shaitan has stolen the love of Allah from our hearts. And instead of going in that direction where our sickness can be treated, we are going in that direction which is in fact increasing our sickness. Which Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Aaj insan pareshani mein hai, aur pareshani se nikalne ke liye aise raaste istemal kar rahe jisse pareshani bharta hai. Today mankind is in pareshani, is restless. There is no restlessness, Allah's qasam. that can ever overtake a person like the restlessness of that person who has not made Allah his object and has not made the pleasure of Allah the purpose of his life. That is the greatest restlessness and that is the greatest loss. And the solution for that, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam was sent. And finally, this chain of nubuwwat culminated with the coming of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A Nabi, Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a little baby in the lap of his mother Amina, Nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descended, faghashiyatuhu wa ghayyabatuhu, the cloud covered the body of this child, then it lifted up, and a voice called out from the unseen, Tufu bihi mashariq al-ardi wa magharibaha liya'rifu bismihi wa na'tihi wa suratihi. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire creation come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know the beauty, the nobility, the status, the attributes of my Nabi. Wa atuhu khuluq Adam wa ma'rifata Shith wa shuja'ata Nuh wa khullata Ibrahim wa istislama Ismail wa fasahata Salih wa hikmata Lut wa rida Ishaq wa bushra Ya'qub wa shiddata Musa wa jihada Yusha wa hubba Daniel wa waqara Yunus wa ta'ata Ilyas wa sabra Ayyub wa lahna Dawud wa ismata يحيى وزهد عيسى واغمسوه في أخلاق النبيين. Grant him the أخلاق of Adam عليه السلام, the معرفت of Shisa عليه السلام, the bravery of Noah عليه السلام, the friendship of Ibrahim عليه السلام, the sacrifice of Ismail عليه السلام, the eloquence of Salih عليه السلام, the wisdom of Lut عليه السلام, the contentment of Ishaq عليه السلام, the glad tidings of Yaqub عليه السلام, the strength of Musa عليه السلام, the jihad of Yusha عليه السلام, the love of Daniel عليه السلام, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam. Waghmisuhu fi akhlaqin nabiyyin, and anoint him with the akhlaq of 124,000 anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. He was made Jami'u Sifatil Anbiya, the specific attributes of 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam collectively were placed in the Zat and the personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That was on the first day. For the next 63 years, he grew higher and higher and higher in stature and in nobility in the sight of Allah, to such an extent that it is doubtful whether anyone in the annals of history have uttered words more eloquent in expressing the praise of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as were uttered by the Sahabi Hassan bin Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he stood on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi looking at the noble countenance of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the beautiful words flowed from his lips, wa ahsana minka lam taraqattu ayni wa ajmala min إنك لم تلد النساء خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. He says, more magnificent than you my eyes have never seen, more beautiful than you no woman has ever given birth to a child. You have been created free from every blemish. It appears to me, O my beloved Nabi, as if you told Allah how to create you and Allah created you on your desires. Such a Nabi. Understand, my respected brothers, if we want Allah, if we want the nearness of Allah, if we want the love of Allah, if we want the closeness of Allah, if we want the ta'alluq with Allah, there is a medium, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Tell them, if you love Allah, if you desire Allah, if you aspire for Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me, follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His wazifa hayat has to become yours. His maqsad hayat has to become yours. His object has to become yours. His fikr has to become yours. His day has to become yours. His night has to become yours. His goal and his objective has to become yours. Fattabi'uni, follow me. There is no other way to Allah. You will never gain the love of Allah. You will never gain the closeness of Allah except on the way, on the road of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَوْ إِسْتَفْتَحُونِي كُلَّ بَابٍ وَجَاءُونِي مِنْ كُلِّ طَرِيقٍ. If they open every door and they come on every road, لَا أَفْتَحُ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا أَيَّدْخُلُوا وَرَاءَكَ. I will never grant them entry into my court. I will never grant them my closeness except that they do not come upon your road, O my beloved, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come on that road. Come on that road and Allah is yours. Allah's treasures are yours. Allah is waiting to give such treasures the mind cannot imagine. The lowest jannati, it is said, will get such a jannat that Allah Ta'ala will say to the lowest jannati, tamanna, desire now, ask what you want. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah has mentioned this riwayat. Ask somebody, I am giving you 1 minute, ask what you want. In 1 minute, there is no limit to what you can ask for. 100 Mercedes-Benz, 100 palaces, 100 dunya, 1 million dunya. How long does it take to say this? Allah will say to the lowest jannati, ask what you want. He will not be given 5 seconds, not 10 seconds, not 1 minute. 3 days and 3 nights will be given to him. Allah will say, granted. He will ask, granted. He will ask, granted. He will ask, granted. Finally, he will get tired of asking. Allah will say to him, قَدْ رَضِيتُ بِدُونِ مَا يَحِقُّ لَكُ. You have become happy with less than that which I wanted to give you. Whatever you have asked is yours, and 10 times that is yours. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions the riwayat about the lowest jannati. Long riwayat, just a section of it. He says, فَيَنْتَلِقُ أَمَامَهُ حَتَّى يُفْتَحَ لَهُ الْقَصْرُ وَهُوَ مِنْ دُرَّةٍ مُجَوَّفَةٍ سَقَائِفُهَا وَأَبْوَابُهَا وَأَغْلَاقُهَا وَمَفَاتِيحُهَا كُلُّهَا مِنْهَا تَسْتَقْبِلُهُ جَوْهَرَةٌ خَضْرَاءَ مُبْطِنَةٌ بِحَمْرَاءَ فِيهَا 70 بَابٍ كُلُّ بَابٍ يُفْضِي إِلَى جَوْهَرَةٍ خَضْرَاءَ مُبْطِنَةٍ كل جوهرة تفضي إلى جوهرة على غير لون الأخرى في كل جوهرة سرر وأزواج ووصائف أدناهن حوراء عينا. He says this jannati, which jannati? The lowest jannati will walk in jannat. All of a sudden a huge palace will come in front of him. This palace will be made out of hollow pearl. The doors, the locks, the roof, the keys, everything will be pearl. In front of this palace will be a huge green jewel. Outside green, it will be lined on the inside with red. This jewel will lead to 70 doors. Each of these doors will lead to another green jewel. And each of these jewels will lead to another jewel of a different color. In each of these jewels will be beds, and will be female slaves, and will be wives from the women of Jannah. The lowest of these wives will be a beautiful maiden with huge and lovely eyes. She will be wearing 70 different garments, 70 textures, 70 different colors, 70 different smells. Yet through the texture of all 70 garments will be such that through the whole 70 he will see his reflection on her shin. The weight of all 70 garments will be such that he will be able to lift all 70 on the joint of his smallest finger. She will have such beauty. Sata'a nurun fil jannah. A blinding light shot through jannat. Farafa'u absarahum. The jannatis looked up. Where is this light coming from? فَإِذَا هِيَ مِنْ ثَغْرِ حَوْرَى ضَحِكَتْ فِي وَجْهِ زَوْجِهَا. One hoor from Jannat smiled in the face of her husband. In smiling, her foretooth became exposed. This was the light that shone through Jannat. One riwayat it comes, in أَدْبَرَتْ أَوْ أَقْبَلَتْ وَهِيَ مُقْبِلَى. Whether she is walking towards you or she is walking away from you, she will still be looking at you. Her face will not vanish from in front of you. إذا أعرض عنها إعراضة ازدادت في عينه 70 ضعفا عما كانت قبل ذلك، فيقول لها: والله لقد ازددت في عيني 70 ضعفا، فتقول له: والله والله لقد ازددت أنت في عيني 70 ضعفا. Each time this Jannati will turn away from his wife and look somewhere else, when he looks back, she will have become 70 times more beautiful. He will say to her, Allah's Qasam, you have become 70 times more beautiful. What has happened? She will say to him, Allah's Qasam, again and again, you have become 70 times more beautiful in my eyes. It will be said to him, look up now. He will look up and it will be announced, فَيُقَالُ لَهُ مُلْكُكَ مَسِيرَةُ مِئَةِ عَامٍ يَنْفُذُهُ بَصَرُكَ. As far as you can see, as far as your eyes can travel, not for one day, not for 2 days, not for 1 year, as far as your eyes can travel, for 100 years is your kingdom. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions this riwayat in front of Umar bin Khattab, who is Amirul Mu'mineen. He addresses Ka'b, Ya Ka'b, ala tasma'u ila ma yuhadithuna ibn ummi abdin an adna ahlil jannati manzilatan fakayfa a'lahum. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to Ka'b that, oh Ka'b, have you not heard what Ibn Mas'ud has told us of the lowest jannati? What must be the highest one? What must be the highest one? Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, inna Allah jalla dhikruhu, khalaqa daran, ja'ala fiha, ما شاء من الأزواج والثمرات والأشربة ثم أطبقها فلم يرها أحد من خلقه لا جبريل ولا غيره من الملائكة. Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, you are asking about the highest one. No eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard of such things, no mind has ever imagined such things. Allah has created one home in Jannat, one palace in Jannat. Allah has placed in that palace what Allah wanted, from wives, drinks, pleasures and treasures. Special Jannat Allah made. There are stages. Everyone doesn't receive the same. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. This is the field. Aspire in this. Not one shop to second shop, and second shop to third shop, and third shop to fourth shop. So you can say, I own so many shops, and say, expect the people to praise you. Outwardly they're praising you, inside the heart they're swearing you. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ فِيهَا إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا. Allah Ta'ala mentions, when Quran speaks about Jannat, when Quran describes Jannat, such is the eloquence of Quran, it is as if you are seeing Jannat in front of you. Allah says, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ, the pious people, the people who had pleased Allah, yashrabun, will be drinking, min ka'sin, from goblets, kana mizajuha kafura. These goblets will contain a wine which is from kafur. The scene is laid out. Few verses later, Allah Ta'ala speaks of a higher level. First level were drinking, yusqawna fiha ka'san, كان مزاجها زنجبيلا عينا فيها تسمى سلسبيلا. First group were drinking, higher level. Allah says they will be given to drink, yusqon, they will be given to drink, pilaya jayega, from containers, from goblets which will have zanjabil in it, from salsabil spring. Second level, still even a higher level. First they were drinking themselves. Second group, maybe their slaves, maybe their wives, maybe their servants were giving them to drink, even higher level. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. Allah Himself will give them to drink with His hands a pure drink. Allah has made such a jannat in which He has kept wives, in which He has kept treasures, in which He has kept fruits. Ka'ab Ahmar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, then Allah sealed it up. No one has seen it. No angel, even Jibreel hasn't seen that jannat which Allah has kept. Why were Sahaba not attracted to the things of this world? Why did Sahaba not aspire with one another to amass the things of this world? Dunya was at their feet. Madain, when the Mal-e Ghanimat of Madain came to Madina Munawara, it was estimated that it was equivalent to 50 trillion dinars, 50 trillion coins of gold. And there were 50, 60 other such cities which were conquered. Such wealth poured in. Yet this did not distract them. Each one understood. In front of them was the example of the most honored of Allah, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Everything was given. He saw Jannat. He saw Jahannam. When someone died in disbelief, it was as if he was seeing that person going towards Jahannam. What was the pain in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was the cry in the heart of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam? No stone was left unturned. Everything was given. Sacrifice upon sacrifice. Hardship upon hardship. Everything for the ummah. To such an extent that in Uhud, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his sahaba, where is my uncle Hamza? Finally he comes upon the remains of his uncle. Nose cut off, ears cut off, chest ripped open, heart taken out, liver taken out, body completely desecrated. Such was the bond of affection and love between Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hamza. They were uncle and nephew. Abdul Muttalib took a new wife on the same day that he got Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father Abdullah married to Amina. 1 year later, from his new union, Hamza was born. From that union, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. They were uncle and nephew, but they were same age. Ruwaitha, the slave girl of Abu Lahab, breastfed Hamza. She breastfed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. Uncle, nephew, same age, foster brothers also. One day Hamza returns from hunting. His slave girl says to him, Ya Aba Umara, which was his laqab, if you only saw how today Abu Jahl insulted your nephew and he beat him and persecuted him. Hamza, when he hears this, is so incensed. He goes where the Quraysh have gathered. Abu Jahl is sitting in the center boasting. Hamza raises his sword. He brings it down, crushing onto the helmet of Abu Jahl, injuring him. And he says to him, you dared to insult my nephew. I also bring iman upon him. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So we can imagine what must have been the hurt, what must have been the cry when Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes upon the remains of his beloved uncle. Sahaba say, prior to this we never heard him crying with sound. This was the first time that he cried where we could hear his crying. He cried so much, Jibreel was sent to console him that, oh my beloved Nabi, we have written on our arsh, Hamza tu Asadullah wa Asadu Rasuli. Hamza is the lion of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba say only then his crying dissipated. In the annals of history, no person's janaza was performed 70 times. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the janaza of Hamza radiallahu anhu 70 times. So much was the hurt that as he returns to Medina Munawwara, the day of Uhud was a day of great trial upon Sahaba. Approximately 70 of the Ansar of Medina had been made shaheed. Medina was filled with widows. Medina was filled with new orphans. The sound of crying could be heard coming from the homes of Medina. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he enters Medina from Banu Hashim, very few people had made hijrat thus far. So he looks towards the heavens and he says, Amma Hamza, Fala Bawaki Allah. Amma Hamza, Fala Bawaki Allah. Oh Allah, for my uncle Hamza, there is no one to cry. For my uncle Hamza, there is no one to cry. Such a blow had been dealt. Such a great pain and grief. Yet still relentlessly, Qurbani was given. Sacrifice was given. He's going for Umrah to Makkah Mukarramah. It was well known that the architect of the blow at Uhud, of the desecration that occurred, was none other than Khalid bin Walid, who spotted the unguarded mountain pass and mounted a flank movement. Yet when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Makkah Mukarramah, Khalid, hearing that he is coming, leaves Makkah. He goes to Walid bin Walid, the brother of Khalid, and he says to him that, where is Khalid? Walid says that Khalid left Makkah when he heard you were coming. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him that, tell Khalid, give Khalid this message, that it surprises me that someone of his intelligence should be deprived of Islam. Tell him that if he will come to us, see how we will honor him. That person who was behind the desecration of the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that individual who was behind 70 of the Ansar of Medina being made shaheed, this is the da'wah that is being given even to him. When Khalid returns and he hears this message, the seed of Islam had already been there in the heart. Now it takes root and he makes the firm decision to undertake the journey to Medina Munawwara to accept Islam. He says, as I travel towards Medina, day by day as Medina got closer and closer and closer, the trepidation, the concern, the wasawis in my heart increased. Because of me, so many of their women had been made widows. Because of me, so many children had lost their fathers. Because of me, such havoc and such desecration had occurred amongst them. Such heartache I was the cause of. How will they receive me? What will be my reception? What face am I going to face them with? Mizaj of Sahaba had been brought. Such an effort had been made on them. Tarbiyat of Sahaba. One is sacrifice of life. One is sacrifice of wealth. Greater than this, Sahaba sacrificed their mizaj also for the hidayat of the ummah. The inner jazbat, the inner zeal that was there in the heart, that also was broken for hidayat. To such an extent that when someone would accept Islam, the love that a Sahabi would have for him was more than the love that he had for his own kafir brother. Every leaning, every attachment, every aspiration, every desire of this dunya was placed on the altar of sacrifice for the hidayat of humanity. They understood their mansab. They understood why Allah had sent them. Nothing was allowed to come in front. Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, marching with the jamaat of Sahaba towards Rome. They come to a narrow mountain pass. He is the Amir of the army. He is the Amir of the delegation of Sahaba. As he is marching in that mountain pass in front of him, he finds the corpse, the murdered remains of his brother Hisham bin As, his elder brother, who had been made shaheed in the path of Allah. His dead body is lying in that mountain pass. His horse stops. The companions that are with him, they get such a shock to see the brother of the Amir lying dead in front of them. His body riddled with wounds. That it was as if the wind came out of their sails. Amr bin As makes this determination that, Ya Allah, the body of my brother must not become an obstacle to the effort of hidayat. Insaniyat has to get hidayat, whatever the price. He orders the Jamaat to move, and he himself first rides his own horse over the dead body of his brother. And his companions one by one ride their horses over the remains of the brother of the Amir. Nothing was allowed to become an obstacle. This is easy to say, but to ride one's animal over the body of one's own brother, what must have been the cry for hidayat in their hearts? What must have been the desire for the success of insaniyat in their hearts? To what an extent had they handed themselves over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? To such an extent that when the mission is accomplished, the narrator says, I came across Amr bin As, tears pouring from his eyes, picking up the small pieces of flesh of his brother and collecting it in a bag. But he did not allow that the remains of his brother to become an obstacle to striving in the path of Allah. The pages of history, the seerat of Sahaba, if time could speak, if the mountains could speak, if the winds could speak, if the lands could speak, they would declare openly to this entire ummah that no excuse remains now. There is no obstacle. Each excuse, each obstacle. My wife is alone. My business is small. I have got commitments. Each obstacle, they broke it on the altar of sacrifice. The lanterns of their lives were extinguished and the light of hidayat of humanity was lit up. They watered the fields of hidayat through their blood and their sweat and their sacrifice. Where Quran says, Infiru khifafa wa thiqala, strive in the way of Allah in ease and in adversity. Wajahidu bi amwalikum wa anfusikum, strive with your wealth and your lives. Zalikum khairul lakum in kuntum ta'lamun, this is better for you if only you knew. The kubur of sahaba, the graves of sahaba scattered throughout the world, are a living testimony of the object of this ummah. How many are we going to mention? How many are we going to count out? Uqba bin Nafi' radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, from Najd, buried in Algeria. What caused him to leave Najd and go to Algeria? They searched for Allah. الدنيثة ثيابهم المشقة أرجلهم رواد الآفاق قطاع المسافات. Their clothes became tattered and torn, their bodies full of dust, their feet cut up. They traversed long distances, calling towards Allah, searching for Allah, sacrificing in the way of Allah, calling humanity to Allah, to such an extent that Uqba bin Nafi', when he reaches Asafi in Morocco, he takes his horse into the water till he reaches up to the neck of the horse and he says, Ya Asafa, what a great regret that, Ya Allah, this is as far as I can go. If I knew of your makhluk beyond this, I would have taken your message to them also. Where is Najd and where is Algeria? Abu Lubaba Ansari, the Baba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, buried in Tunis. Where is Medina Munawara? Where is Tunis? Abu Zum'at al-Balawi in Tunis. Khalid bin Walid in Hims. Abu Zum'at al-Muzani in Nihawand. That Sahabi whom Umar radiallahu ta'ala who said that the glad tidings of the conquest of Nihawan have been overshadowed in my heart by the news of the shahadat of the Sahabi. Nothing stood in front of them. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala in Damascus, Bilal al-Habashi radiallahu ta'ala in Damascus, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Jordan, Mu'az bin Jabal, Abdullah bin Mu'az, father and son in the mountains of Jordan, 30,000 sahaba buried in Jordan. What was the cold of Jordan and what was the heat of Medina Munawwara? Zayd bin Haritha, the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Muta, written on his qabr that when the news came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of his shahadat, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam began crying. The Sahabi said, "Ma hadhal buka ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, what are these tears? Why did they ask the question? Shahadat was their goal. Giving their life in the path of Allah was the height of their aspiration. So they couldn't understand, why are you crying?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, "Hada shawqul habibi lal habib." These are the tears of the grief of the separation of one lover from one whom he loves. My beloved is gone. Ja'far bin Abi Talib in Muta, shaitan comes in a human form. فَجَعَلَ يُمَنِّيهِ بِالدُّنْيَا, begins giving him tamanna and lalach of dunya. 33 years of age, 3 young sons. "Oh Ja'far, what about your family? What about your young wife? What about your young children?" يَا حَبَّذَ الْجَنَّةُ وَاقْتِرَابُهَا طَيِّبَةٌ وَبَارِدَةٌ شَرَابُهَا وَالرُّومُ رُومُ قَدْ دَنَا عَذَابُهَا عَلَيَّ إِذْ لَاقَيْتُهَا ضِرَابُهَا. He says, "Oh Jannat, how beautiful you are." Dawat of dunya, he answers, "Oh Jannat, how beautiful you are. How sweet your waters are. How fresh your streams are. How fertile your land is. I have to stand up to the opposers of Islam and Hidayat. One hand cut off, other hand cut off, feet cut off to such an extent that Sahaba say 90 wounds were counted on the front of his body." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to the home of Ja'far, his beloved cousin. Asma bint Umays comes running, expectation. What news has Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought? When she sees him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drops his gaze. He does not look her in the eye. And he says, "Oh Asma, I have not brought any good news." No sooner she hears this, she screams and she falls down unconscious. The 3 young sons of Ja'far run to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jahishat ilan nabiyyi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They grab hold of the kurta of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and burst into tears, with the tears falling down the mubarak cheeks of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He lovingly cuddles the 3 young sons of Ja'far. Homes were broken like this. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, momentarily the doubt enters the heart. Sahaba 3,000, enemies 300,000, 200,000. Aqsamtu ya nafs latanzilannah أو لتطالعنه إن أجلب الناس وشد الرنة ما لي أراك تكرهين الجنة هل أنت إلا نطفة في شنة. He says, "Oh nafs, I give you the wasta of Allah's qasam, you have to die. Whether you like it or you don't like it, whether you want to or you don't want to, you will have to fall. Can't you see how the enemies of Islam have gathered to destroy Islam? Are you not but a drop of worthless sperm? What is causing you to hold back from Jannat? Hal anti takrahin al Jannah? Do you dislike Allah's Jannat?" They did not allow anything to become an obstacle. Sacrifice upon sacrifice, hardship upon hardship. Allah's deen must come alive. This humanity must be introduced to Allah. This humanity must be introduced to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak way of life. This humanity must be introduced to Hidayat. This humanity must be put onto that road which will take them to Jannat and save them from Jahannam. They had in front of them the example of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything was given. No one else made ihsan on this ummah like how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made ihsan on this ummah. No mother made ihsan on her child like Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam made ihsan on us. No mother tied two stones to her stomach for the sake of her child. Nabi-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam tied two stones to his Mubarak stomach for the sake of this ummah. In Arafat, 5 hours in the heat of Arafat, crying and crying and crying, sometimes with his hands above his head, sometimes head height, sometimes shoulder height, beseeching Allah, begging Allah, crying before Allah. Those tears were not for Sahaba of his time. They had been guaranteed Jannat. Those tears were not for his family. They had been guaranteed Jannat. Those tears were for the Ummah to come right up till Qiyamah. One riwayat, it comes, one night he gets up in Salah, and he starts crying. He says to Allah, "Oh my Allah." Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ." Oh Allah, those who will follow me, they are from me, forgive them. Those who disobey me, do not follow me, you are merciful, you are ghafoorun rahim. Forgive them if you want, and if you do not forgive them, then you will take them to task. And he says, Isa alayhi salam said, "In tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim." Oh my Allah, if you punish them, they are only your slaves, and if you forgive them, then you are mighty and wise. Oh Allah, I am not saying to you what Ibrahim said, and I am not saying to you what Isa alayhi salam said, but oh my Allah, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati, Ya Rabbi ummati ummati. What is meant? Oh my Allah, forgive them. And if you don't want to forgive them, then to forgive them. Oh Allah, forgive them. And saying this again and again, he cried and cried till the tears were dripping from his beard. Jibreel is sent that, "Oh my beloved Nabi, what is troubling you? What is troubling you?" He replies to Jibreel, "The concern for my ummah is troubling me." Jibreel goes back to Allah. Allah sends him with a message. "Oh my Nabi, sanurdika fi ummatik. سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ." We will make you happy with regards to your ummah. We will make you happy with regards to your ummah. So much fikr, such a pain, such a cry in the heart, that Allah sends down verse upon verse in the Quran. "Oh my Nabi, lessen your fikr. Oh my Nabi, lessen your fikr. Or else you are going to destroy yourself." مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَى آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ." Oh my Nabi, lessen your fikr, lessen your fikr. فَلَا تَذْهَبْ, just one ayat, فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. Which language can possibly translate the emotion that is in these words, the depth of hasrat that was in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is exhibited in these words of the Quran? Which language can express this? That, oh my beloved Nabi, with hasrat and with hasrat and with hasrat and with regret and with sorrow and with grief, that, oh Allah, they are going to Jahannam. Oh Allah, they are going to Jahannam. Oh Allah, they are going to Jahannam. With this cry, do not destroy yourself. Do not kill yourself. Do not finish yourself in this. To such an extent that on his deathbed, Tabrani narrates the riwayat from Ibn Abbas and Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that he asked Jibreel, "Man li ummati min ba'di?" O Jibreel, go back to my Allah and ask him that who will be there for my ummah after me. The last stage of his life. Still the cry for the ummah. The concern not for the family, for the ummah. Jibreel goes back to Allah and he comes back with a message. Abshir, become happy, O my beloved Nabi. Allah says, La akhzuluhu. La akhzuluka fi ummatik. I will not desert you with regards to your ummat. I will not desert you with regards to your ummat. Then he gets satisfaction. Then he gets solace. Al-an qarrat aini. Al-an qarrat aini. Allahumma anta rafiq al-a'la. Allahumma anta rafiq al-a'la. He says, now my eyes have been cooled. Now my eyes have been cooled. Now I am ready to go back to Allah. And even then, last breath, calling out to the ummah, concern for the ummah, as-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum, as-salah wa ma malakat aymanukum. O my ummah, guard your salah. O my ummah, guard your salah. Guard the rights of the servants and the slaves. Guard your salah. Guard the rights of your subordinates. And like this, as-salah, 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 till the ruh left his body. Nubuwwat ended. Nubuwwat ended upon Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's qasam, the cry of nubuwwat, the effort of nubuwwat, the concern of nubuwwat, the legacy of rahmat and mercy that he represented did not end with him. An ummat had been prepared, an ummat of such jazba, who understood their object. That Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Sahaba are shaken by the demise of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some people refuse to give zakat from the outskirts. All sorts of messages are coming in Madina Munawwara. No time to go into the detail. But Sahaba understood that the solution to every batil, the solution to every opposition against hidayat was qurbani. Even Umar says, Ta'allifin nas, Abu Bakr, take it easy. Great calamity has come on the ummah with the demise of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He strikes him on his chest. Ajabbarun fil jahiliya wa khawarun fil islam. In ignorance, you are a strong person. And now in Islam you have become a coward. Sayyida alal mimbar, hamidallah wa athna alayhi. He climbs onto the mimbar and he begins the khutbah. Inna Allah ta'ala بعث محمد والحق كل شريد والإسلام غريب طريد قد رث حبله وقل أهله فجمعهم الله تعالى بمحمد وجعلهم الأمة الباقية الوسطى والله لا أبرح أقوم بأمر الله وأجاهد في سبيل الله حتى يقتل منا شهيدا في الجنة والله لو منعوني عقالا مما كانوا يعطون رسول الله ثم أقبل معهم الحجر والشجر والجن والإنس لجاهدتهم حتى تلحق روحي بالله. He says, Allah's قسم, Allah Ta'ala send Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a time when humanity was in deviation. Islam had reached its lowest ebb. The chain of truth had been weakened. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he made such an effort that through him Allah prepared an ummat, al-baqiya, al-wusta, a moderate ummat, an ummat that will remain. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared an ummat and left them on a particular level. Allah's qasam, I will continue to strive in the way of Allah to protect the level of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will strive and each one of us will strive. Our wealth and our life will be given until each one of us, one by one, our life is given in the way of Allah, in the effort of khatm nubuwwat, and we are raised up amongst the shuhada, amongst the martyrs in Jannat. Then he says, Wallahi, Allah's qasam, leave the animal of zakat, leave the animal of zakat, even the rope of the animal of zakat, if they want to diminish, if they want to decrease from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the extent of the rope of the animal of zakat, and to get us to accept this, the entire insaniyat, the entire jinnat, all the armies of the world, all of insan, all of jinnat, all the birds, all the animals, all the insects, all the trees, march upon Madinah Munawwara with one request, that diminish the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the extent of the rope of the animal of zakat. Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, لَوِ اخْتَطَفَتْنِي الذِّعَابُ وَالْكِلَابُ, I will tolerate that the dogs and the wolves eat up my body. I will tolerate one by one in Madinah Munawwara is slaughtered till the blood seeps from the wounds of their bodies. I will tolerate وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ أَبِي بَكْرٍ بِيَدِهِ لَوْ جَرَّتِ الْكِلَابِ بِأَرْجُلِ أَزْوَاجِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies my life, the enemies of Islam enter Medina, slaughter the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam one by one, till dogs drag the bodies of the wives of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the streets of Medina. All this I will tolerate, but I will not tolerate that Abu Bakr remain alive and one command of Allah, one extent of blemish comes in the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One by one we will give our lives in the path of Allah, but we will not allow this deen to diminish. Ayun qasud deen wa ana hay, can the deen of Islam diminish and Abu Bakr remain alive? This will never happen. Sahaba say, when we heard this, we understood Allah had opened the truth upon the tongue of Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This was iman. Each one understood, as long as there is breath in my body, as long as there is life within me, Islam cannot perish. Allah's orders cannot break. Batil cannot spread. We are an ummat for hidayat. We are an ummat of qurbani. We are an ummat of sacrifice. My respected brothers, ask ourselves, life is going, seconds are going, the clock is ticking. That day is going to come tomorrow. That day is going to come when we will have to look at the faces of Sahaba, when we will have to look at them coming towards us, someone's hand cut off, someone's foot cut off, someone's body ripped open, someone's chest ripped open. That day is going to come when we will have to stand in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who on the plains of Arafat said, after me, do not conduct yourself with regards to my deen in such a manner, فَلَا تُسَوِّدُوا وَجْهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, do not become a source of embarrassment to me on the day of judgment. And the question is put, that what did you do for my deen? What answer are we going to give to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The janazah of his sunnahs are coming out of the homes. Irtidad, people born with iman are becoming murtad in the millions. Muslim countries, 90% of the population can't say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Centuries have passed, centuries, and this ummah has forgotten. And our elders are saying, not only forgot that we forgot. That is why when the call is made, give chilla, give three chillas, then we think that chilla and three chilla is the work. Which business runs on chilla and three chillas? When an ordinary business will not run on 40 days and 4 months, how do we expect insaniyat to get hidayat on 40 days and 4 months? When batil is in the hearts of the people of haq, how do we expect humanity to get haq? Prepare ourselves. That day is coming tomorrow when Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to ask us. Let us at least have that answer to present in the court of Allah, that I was nothing. One sajda also I couldn't do that is worthy of acceptance. I am so useless that even a good thing I will make it bad. But oh my beloved Nabi, I at least imitated. I at least imitated. Allah is Kareem. Allah is merciful. So merciful that even if the imitation is accepted, Allah will give us the reward of the actual thing. On the day of judgment, there will be one person, when his book of deeds is weighed, he will be short of one neki to tip the scales. It will be said to him that go and ask somebody to give you one neki. That is the day, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُهُ يُغْنِيهِ. It will be said to him that go and ask somebody to give you one neki. That is the day, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُهُ يُغْنِيهِ. When no father will want to know his child, no mother will want to know her child, no husband will want to know wife. Each one will be saying, nafsi, 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 nafsi. This person will go from person to person, person to person. I need one neki, I need one neki. Each one will say, I'm worried about myself. Finally, he will come to one person. And this person will say, I am ready to give you the one neki. He'll say, how come? So he will say, that I only did one neki. My whole life was spent in Allah's disobedience. I only did one neki. It's not going to benefit me. Let it at least benefit you. Your work can get done. This person will come running back to Allah. Ya Allah, I found the one neki. I found the one neki. Allah knows everything. Allah will ask him, who gave you? He will say, so and so. Allah will say, bring him here. That person will come in front of Allah. And Allah will say to him, that when no one else was prepared to give, how come you gave him? He will say, Ya Allah, I had only one. It was not going to be of any use to me. I thought at least let his work get done. That is why I gave it to him. Allah will say to this person, that you want to become more generous than me. You want to imitate my generosity. You want to become more generous than me. Today there is no one that is more generous than me. Chalo, he also goes to Jannat, you also go to Jannat. Such a Kareem Allah, such a generous Allah, such a kind Allah, that even the imitation Allah will give the reward of the actual. But we have to come onto our mansab, each one, wherever we are sitting, from whichever direction the sound is reaching us, looking into our hearts. My respected brothers, make tawbah. Make tawbah. One, we disobeyed Allah. Make tawbah of our gunas. And make tawbah that Ya Allah, that job and that object and that purpose for which you selected and chose and sent me, Ya Allah, I made dunya the object and I have turned my back on that. Because of that, I am suffering. My family is suffering and insaniyat is suffering. Make tawbah. And make this firm intention, like Anas bin Nadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he cried and said to Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I did not get Badr, give me another opportunity and I will show you what I will do. When Uhud comes, and some of the Sahaba are running away, he stands firm, and he says, how can you run? He says to Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, وَاهَنْ لِرِيحِ الْجَنَّةِ وَاهَنْ لِرِيحِ الْجَنَّةِ. How beautiful is the fragrance of Jannat. وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَهَا مِن دُونِ أُحُدْ. Allah's Qasam, I can smell Jannat coming from Uhud. And he throws himself to the extent that Sahaba say 80 wounds were counted on the front of his body and he could not even be recognized. His sister only recognized him, and that too from his fingertips. The Maidan is open. Shed those tears with this jazba and zeal, that when the tashkeel takes place, nothing will be an obstacle. We are going to show Allah. We are going to knock on the door of Allah. We are going to beseech Allah. We are going to strive for Allah to such an extent that Allah must feel sorry for humanity and open the doors of hidayat. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, the day came finally for me to enter Madinah. I didn't know what to expect. He says, as I entered Medina, the doors of the homes of Medina were flung open. Men, women and children from different directions came running towards me. Their faces were beaming with joy, shouting out, Marhaba, 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 welcome, O Khalid, welcome, O Khalid, welcome, O Khalid. It was as if the widows of Medina were saying, O Khalid, because of you I became a widow. Because of you my husband was slaughtered. I am prepared to bear that hardship and that separation. But that you should go to Jahannam, I am not prepared to bear. It was as if the yatim children of Medina were saying, O Khalid, I lost the shadow of my father because of you. My home was broken because of you. This I will bear. But that you should go to Jahannam, I will not bear. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu says, when I saw their beaming faces, I wished that the ground could open up and swallow me. I could not bear to see the joy on their faces. Such an example was set. The Maidan was shown to the Ummah till Qiyamah. Quran declares, Minal Mu'mineen Rijalun Sadaku Ma'ahadullah Alayh Faminhum Man Qada Nahbah Waminhum Man Yantazir Wama Baddalu Tabdeela. There were only two groups in Sahaba. Only two groups in Sahaba from amongst the believers were men. One group, Sadaku Ma'ahadullah Alayh, had fulfilled the covenant with Allah, had given their lives for Hidayat. Waminhum Man Yantazir, and the other group were waiting to strive in the way of Allah. Which village, which town, which locality, which corner of the earth could their lives be given so that Allah, the name of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, could be raised in that corner of the world? That was the jazba of Sahaba. That was the zeal of Sahaba. And that is what Allah chose and selected this ummah for. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. Strive in the way of Allah. Not for 40 days, not for 4 months. To its haqq. Huwajatabakum. Allah chose you for this. Allah selected you for this. I am a shopkeeper. I am a barber. I am a industrialist. I am an accountant. I am a doctor. This is secondary. This is valueless. I am the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And through the barakat of the khatm nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my life and my wealth for the work, the cry, the pain, the fikr of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, you accept me. I make tawbah for the past and stand up now. Naqad, cash. Don't look left. Don't look right.